kind of a weird ending, wasn't it?
Oh, it's just a cord for you to take home.
Oh, thank you very much. Welcome back to the program.
I'll pack it.
Leanne Phillipson is our guest, nutritionist at SproutRate.com and LeannePhillipson.com.
Yes.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
And we're talking breakfast.
Breakfast.
But before we do that.
Yes.
What do you think about air fryers?
Air fryers. Jury's out. I'm not sure. I don't have one. I did use one a really long time ago when they brought it out. And the results are great. I'm just not really sure about the technology. It's pretty fast and you really don't need much oil. Mm-hmm. So if you do like a, you know, the odd deep fried thing, then it's a better option.
Yeah, like chicken wings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I've heard people say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And I've heard people say lunch is the most important meal of the day. Which one is the most important meal of the day, or does that even exist?
You know what? I think it's really becoming so much of a personal situation, and you have to look at you yourself, what works. There are some people who, I was actually on Barb's show last night about talking about eating just one meal a day, doing sort of an intermittent fasting of only eating for 6 hours a day. So there are so many options that I think most people's heads are spinning right now. For a lot of people, breakfast is the most important part of the day. Maybe it is, but the most important meal of the day, because it sets them up. Some people, if they don't have any food until lunchtime or later on, then they're really dragging throughout the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So having a good breakfast, and I'm not talking about just a piece of toast smeared with butter. I'm not talking about a muffin along with your coffee. I'm talking about a really good, substantial breakfast that contains some form of protein, whether that's vegetarian or eggs or...
A lot of these muffins that you get in the fast food takeout places...
They're a cupcake.
They're not very healthy for you at all.
No. They're a cupcake but they're called a muffin. So
yeah.
Really not a healthy option. And a lot of people just grab a bagel and think, oh, she said have some protein. So I think protein is cream cheese. I think I'm doing okay now. Well, a bagel is worth about 4 slices of bread in a carbohydrate value. And when you just eat carbs on their own without any fat or any protein, then you start yourself on a roller coaster where you feel great for a little while and then you crash and then you're up and feeling great and then you crash. And you do this up and down situation all day long and you just don't feel great. And by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're really wanting to crawl under your desk or anybody else's desk for a quick snooze.
Yeah. What about the importance of fruit? Like if you don't have time to sit there and make yourself oatmeal, make yourself bacon and eggs or whatever, can you get away with just say, grabbing a peach or grabbing an apple or something?
Absolutely, yes. One of my favorite things to grab and go is either a banana or an apple with just a teaspoon of almond butter. If you can smear it on the apple and eat it that way, it's lovely. But if you're in that much of a rush, apple, banana, they are the fastest healthy food because you can just take them. And you can prepare something like a hard-boiled egg. That's really easy just to grab from the fridge and go in the morning. Mm-hmm. On SproutRite.com, there is a blog post called Better Breakfasts. There's some blender pancakes there, which you would just need to make in advance. But again, they're just grab one and head out the door. You don't have to sit there and do anything in the stove. If you want to make a smoothie, that's fine. Sometimes if my daughters and I are really rushed in the morning, then I'll pack the blender the night before and then whiz it in the morning. Add in the extra fiber, the chia seeds, the hemp seeds, because sometimes that makes it a bit thick. Then you just blend, drink, and out the door you go.
Mm-hmm. What about peaches?
Peaches always. Yeah. I've just been to the market this morning and bought 2. I don't want peach season to end.
No, I know.
So I've bought tons. I'll chop some up. I'll put them in the freezer so we can keep on having peaches in our smoothies or just defrost them and they'll be all soggy, but that's fine. We can just eat them then too.
there's been a big campaign lately for pushing grapes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
California grapes.
Okay.
Nutritional value.
Okay. Well, I would say that darker colored grapes have more nutritional value from an antioxidant standpoint. So the reason why you talk about red wine being better for you isn't specific antioxidant called resveratrol, and that is really powerful. So if you're going to eat grapes, which really have a very high glycemic index, which means that they are the sugar that's released from them is pretty quick. So you're going to feel good quick, and then you're going to crash again. Same thing with melon, watermelon. Your berries are your best bet. Your peaches, sorry, more like a pear or an apple, has a lower glycemic index. But that doesn't mean to say that you can't eat grapes. Of course, eat grapes, but try and go for the really dark red ones or purple ones, and those have a lot more antioxidant value.
How about strawberries?
Beautiful. Wash them first if you can get organic. So much the better, although I love Ontario strawberries. There's just something about them. They're like little bites of sunshine. Mm-hmm. But they are the most sprayed fruit out there, unfortunately, from a pesticide standpoint.
Yeah.
Mm. But they still taste good. Just give them a really good wash.
Just water.
Yep, water. And if you want to give them a quick soak in water and a little bit of baking soda, that actually works really well too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
There you go.
That's why you're here and I'm here over here.
Teaching you something new again.
There you are. So the idea of getting grabbing an egg, a hard-boiled egg.
Yes.
Is the easiest thing in the world because you can make like five or six of them at once, right?
I always do that. I always have them in the fridge and then grab a piece of fruit. Or if you think, I just really want to have one of those muffins today. It's comforting. I need to have it. It's a better combination, having the sugary foods along with a protein. Mm-hmm. And studies do show that if you eat something sugary sweet in the morning, it sets you up for that craving for the rest of the day. Whereas if you had something more savory without the sweetness, and I'm not necessarily talking about strawberries and berries, I'm talking about something that has sugar, white sugar in it, or high fructose corn syrup or anything like that, then you are going to be on a different trajectory for the rest of the day. If you have bacon and eggs, for instance, I'm not suggesting that's like a Wednesday morning breakfast for most of us, then Notice how you feel for the rest of the day. You might find that you are less on a roller coaster when it comes to your energy.
Well, how about a piece of, let's say, toasted rye bread?
Yep.
With honey?
So more carbohydrate value. So if you added in some pressed cottage cheese to that, which is a little bit more like cream cheese, maybe some ricotta if you do have dairy, peanut butter, almond butter, those are perfect combination with that.
You know what I had the other day that I hadn't had in a long time? I was out having dinner at a good friend's place. He said, remember your mom and my mom, because they were longtime friends, she used to make these. And he pulls out a piece of rye bread and he says, here, have this. And I recognized this spread on it. And then I bit into it and I went, sardines.
Ah, yes.
In a blender with cream cheese
and
anchovy.
Perfect.
Oh.
Enjoy.
So good.
Yeah.
So healthy.
Beautiful. That's a really, really great combination from the essential fats that are in the anchovies and the sardines. So good for your brain. And then you've got the protein from the cream cheese with a little bit of that rye bread. Beautiful combination.
Genius.
Yes.
It's not mine. That's something that my mother used to make those, and his mother used to make those. Whenever, people used to come over after, they'd go out, and then people would come over afterwards, and they'd whip up a couple of those here and there. And,
perfect. Well, you can make that and put it in the fridge. And then in the morning, you can just take out your rye bread, put it on, and out the door you go. Yeah. There are so many fast breakfasts. Anything that's breakfast you can have for lunch, it doesn't really matter. You can have eggs and bacon for dinner. You just concentrate on what the combination is.
That's a whole new concept that's been introduced to restaurants in the last number of years. I'm sure a number of restaurants had it before that, but it's become very popular now, the concept of the all-day breakfast.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing wrong with it. It's great to eat eggs all day long.
Well, sure, why not?
Yeah, fast, easy. Nutritious.
Like steak and eggs in the morning to me it's kind of heavy.
I agree. I think even if I have, like a full-on sort of English breakfast of bacon and eggs, it's great for, if you've had too much to drink the night before, but it does feel different to just having a lighter breakfast of maybe some fruit or the apple and almond butter or peanut butter or something like that. But it really depends on how much time you've got. We're creatures of habit, so we tend to stick to the same thing. So again, back on my blog on spurtright.com, making chia pudding, for instance, takes 3 minutes probably to do it, and that's mostly getting out the measuring utensils. You put it all into a small mason jar, give it a good shake, 10 minutes later give it another shake, put it in the fridge, and that's it. You're ready to go.
And they call that pudding?
Chia pudding. So it's made with chia seeds. Those little chia seeds that do make a chia pet when they actually grow.
Yes, when they actually grow. Yeah, yeah.
But those seeds are super high in fiber, off the charts for all sorts of nutrients. So they're really, it's a super fast and super easy breakfast. Recipe is on the blog on sproutright.com.
Well, then we'll send people there.
There you go.
And what's on the other one?
On leannephillipson.com? Oh, all sorts of other things. Sproutright.com tends to be more about my book, my new book that just came out in the summer, Sproutright Family Food. And that's more for families, young children, picky toddlers.
Daughter.
Oh, yes, you did, didn't you?
Yes. 2 weeks later, she gave birth.
That's right. Congratulations again on that.
Yeah.
And then Leanne Phillipson is a little bit more where Jerry Agar and I argue a lot about, you know, kind of different.
You and him were going to go at each other about plant-based burgers and stuff.
Yes, we've done that numerous times.
I had to leave the radio, so I don't know what happened. But they're finding out now that a lot of this plant-based burgers things, like the sodium content, and it's through the roof.
It is. It's a processed food.
Yeah.
When you look at it, it's not just a portobello mushroom, which is a beautiful plant-based, I'll say, burger in inverted commas. But it is, there's a lot of ingredients in there. Is it okay to have every now and then? Sure, absolutely. If you want to have a meatless Monday or a Friday or whatever day of the week, sure, go for it.
But I've had a portobello burger.
Yes.
Portobello mushroom.
Yes.
On a bun, like a burger. And
yeah,
it's got the same kind of texture and it's great.
It is what you can do with mushrooms is absolutely incredible from a plant-based sort of meaty, heavy, satisfying type of place. So it's a great alternative.
All right. Sproutright.com is the name of the book and the website?
Website, sproutright.com, and the book is Sproutright Family Food.
Okay. Leanne Phillipson, thank you.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. I even feel healthier now.
Oh, excellent.
216 in News Talk 1010.